Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 12th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Aelred. Aelred was a major figure on the church scene in the early 12th century. As a young man, he was very highly educated and cultured. The king's stepsons were some of his closest friends. But like many of the men of his time, he became disillusioned with the easy life of power. Like Bernard of Clairvaux, who would later become a friend and advisor of Aelred, he gave up his cushy lifestyle for the hard work and constant prayer of a Cistercian monk. As a monk, he put his previous life and skills to good use. The Archbishop of York sent the courtly monk to Rome on church business. And during his return journey, Aelred stopped at the monastery of Clairvaux, where he was able to meet and befriend St. Bernard himself. Everywhere he went, Aelred made friends. He was fascinated by the concept of friendship and wrote his most famous book on the subject of spiritual friendship. In it, Aelred explains that whereas love is generally a universal characteristic, friendship requires two incarnate persons and is therefore an especially appropriate way for humans to give and receive love. His favorite example of this kind of friendship is the relationship between Jesus and the beloved disciple. Perhaps that's why the passage from the Gospels chosen for today is this famous passage from John. "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I heard from my Father." What a friend we have in Jesus, the old hymn goes. Aelred would love that hymn if he were alive today. Even though we've lived through more than 850 years since Aelred's death, true friendship is still a very difficult thing to achieve. On this day when we remember one of the greatest of all God's friends, let's be aware of those we call friends. They are gifts from God, just as we are to them. Thanks be to God that we have this very human way to reflect the love that Jesus has for us. Let us pray. Pour into our hearts, O God, the Holy Spirit's gift of love, that we, clasping each other's hand, may share the joy of friendship, human, divine, and with your servant Aelred draw many to your community of love. Through Jesus Christ, the righteous, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Hilary of Poitiers. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.